This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
What a riff that is. Good morning, all. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. You might be watching us on Monumental Sports Network. Might be hanging with us on the YouTube stream with the world's craziest chat.
Yeah.
What the hell's the chat up to now?
I'm going to have to check out the chat.
This is a Jeff Walker department. At J3 Saskatoon says, we want 106.7 The Fan to give away Wizards tickets. All right, Jeff. Go talk to Wendy. Let's get some Wiz tickets.
We give away Wizards tickets all the time.
We'll talk to him.
Okay.
I'll go see what's up.
There you go. We got our best guy on it. Dude wrote it a couple
times. Be ready around 3 weeks from now.
Yeah. We'll be giving Wiz tickets away for the 26-27 season, where I think they're going to be hopefully competing for the play-in. Yesterday was an interesting day in Ashburn. Washington, in the first year of the Dan Quinn, Adam Peters marriage, went 12-5, made the NFC title game, really a fantastic season, ignited this city. I like to say it reminded the entire DMV of their love affair for the professional football team. This year did not. This year went sideways. They were 5-12. They had the inverse record, which is pretty damn hard to do. Injuries were a major factor. I think roster construction was a major factor. And I think we're going to go to number five, Landfill. Yesterday, we don't get to hear from Adam Peters very often. And so there was a real need to ask some questions of Peters, even understanding he's probably not going to say a whole heck of a lot. But, like, there's a simple, basic, yo, how do you get better? How do you fix this thing? And this is Adam Peters talking about needing to fix the roster.
The health played a big part. Certainly it wasn't even close to the only part, but I think starting with a healthy team and really staying healthy is a big deal. But I know there's, you know, I think I feel really good at some spots, but there's certainly a few spots where we can improve and get young, really, you know, fast, exciting, explosive talent, and that's what we're doing right now. We're working on the draft and got a set of draft meetings coming up next week, which I'm really, really excited about. Got the scouts all showing us their reports and identifying some guys. We have a high pick, which is something that you don't really want if it's your own pick, but we're going to take advantage of that and try to find a young, explosive playmaker, you know, wherever that may be.
Sure. That's pretty generic, but got to get younger, got to get faster. I think that's all correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think the one thing Cliff or AP said definitively was we got to get a pass rusher. I don't think that's a surprise at all.
Nope.
Jordan Reed from ESPN.com, friend of the program, had his first mock out today. And I think now is when you can start paying attention to mocks because the draft order is set. Like, we know who's where. Mm-hmm. Could there be trades? Could things change? Of course. But Jordan Reed has Washington in pick 7, taking David Bailey. That would have my full support. Mm-hmm. Dude had 14.5 sacks at Texas Tech. If I hear this, Brian, I may go nuts. And I'm preparing to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what one of the criticisms is with David Bailey?
What's that?
He's a one-trick pony. He's only really good at rushing the passer. That's a good problem to have.
I'm going to tell you somebody else who's very, very good at rushing the passer, and I don't know if he's great at stopping the run. He just had 23 sacks this year. Myles Garrett.
Right.
Okay. There were people who were only bought in on third downs, second and long, and they did that well. The question I would ask is, you got anybody that can do it very consistently right now? And if you do have somebody, don't you think a guy who's very good at it will make that other guy even more effective? So the thing of it, sports watching, fandom, media, today has become everybody got to be perfect. Day one. When, hell, we're not perfect at our jobs. So let's allow this thing to grow. If they can get a guy who's very good at that one thing, let him do it.
Doug, if they get a really good pass rusher, that's good.
Hell yeah.
I think the measurables.
Vaughn got 9 sacks, didn't he? Playing mostly late in the game.
Vaughn got 9 sacks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You get a young guy who may be a little bit more spry than what Vaughn is right now, and he's very good at that, he might get 15 of them for you.
One thing, I thought Jaden Daniels yesterday when he spoke, he talked about the best ability is availability, mm-hmm. and that's what he's got to work on, right?
Yes.
And I do think Jaden needs to work on that in some capacity. I don't think any notion of him bulking up is the answer. Maybe he adds a little bit of... I think as you grow as a man, you tend to bulk up a little bit.
He'll get a little bit bulky.
But his legs are a dynamic part of what he does, and you don't want to change what are his superpowers. Maybe the offense will end up changing, you know? Maybe you protect him a little bit more with some of the RPOs and stuff. But that said, you know, Jaden has a lot to kind of figure out, I would say. Yeah.
Have you ever touched the hot pot?
Yeah.
Touched it again?
You learn.
Okay. So he's going to learn that that pot doesn't get cooler.
I also think organizationally, they could do more to make Jaden better. And Peters yesterday was talked about, you know, it was really hard for us. Both of our top two receivers missed a lot of time.
Yeah.
And I assume that's in reference to McLaurin and Noah Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope there's a realization in that building that Noah Brown can't be your two receiver.
Like, I think that notion has already been realized.
I hope so. Yeah. Like, I like Noah Brown a lot, but I think he's a good fourth receiver. And I think... you've got Jaden going into year 3. You still got him on a rookie deal. The window doesn't even open to possibly negotiate with him until after this season. And they could do it after year 4. They could, you know, they got options, right? I think you got to wonder, how do you keep him healthy? How do you maximize the talent around him? Landfill number 10, Adam Peters on the plan to keep Jaden on the field.
Is there a way? I think really, I think, and this might be a better question for DQ, but, you know, from me, I think is just continuing to, like, from my, you know, from a personnel or GM perspective, is continuing to put good players around them. You know, that's in front of them at the O-line. It's running backs to control the ball and control the clock and not put it all on his shoulders and get in second and third and manageables. It's receivers that he can trust and throw to so that he's not holding on to the ball longer. And so from my perspective, it's just getting good players around him, getting a good defense on the other side so he's not it's not all on his shoulders to win the game. So DQ can probably talk more schematically, but in terms of from me, I think those are the things that I can and need to do to help him out.
I think that's right. I think
we've saved that many times on this show where I know the mindset of most people is the quarterback is the end-all, be-all. I know I've said it. You have to make his job easier, which means utilizing talent around him. If you got a running game, you lean on that running game. You got better receivers around him, he doesn't have to go out there and try to win everything by himself. If the offensive line is more stout, you know, I hear people try to knock Connelly. Connelly, it was the only guy on the team that played every damn play offensively.
That's pretty hard to do.
In his rookie season.
Yeah.
And if anybody, I got to put a lot of faith in Baldy. Baldy put an emphasis on that with a little video of him talking about the things that he did well. That's absolutely right. Jaden Daniels is a very, very good athlete with great abilities, okay? Can do some magnificent things. But if those things are needed, are only used in needed situation and he could just facilitate the rest of the time, the team becomes easier, his job becomes easier, he takes less hits. But if you don't have good talent around him, a guy with that extreme talent that he has is going to always say, I'm going to go out there and make something happen. And when your guy is pressing to make something happen, that's when the injuries come. Make his job easier.
So then this is Dan Quinn, number 11, Landini, talking about changes they want to make with Jaden, how they keep him healthy, how they get him better, and back to what we saw that first year.
Very much so, that part. And even after, you know, his injury, we, you know, specifically, you know, said, this is the area, this is what we're going to work on him. As opposed to waiting till the off season, we decided let's get a jump start on that. So, very much so, will he be a part of it? But I would say not only will he, like we already are going there. And so, it's really important. We know what he brings to us, what he means to us, and you know, like I think it's all encompassing, you know, in how we go play the game. So, yeah, we're like fully committed to, you know, finding ways to continue to do that.
So the question was also, will Jaden have input in how you make this roster better and kind of what do things look like going forward? And DQ was saying, yeah, he already does and he will continue to. And I think that's smart, right? Now, a huge part of Jaden's progress or brilliance is play calling and what the offense looks like. And I think there's a lot of smoke surrounding the Cliff Kingsbury situation. And, mm-hmm. and Brian, you said some interesting things earlier. You think, you know, when Cliff's calling plays for Jaden, maybe he relies too much on Jaden's greatness. And maybe that needs to change. I know the screen stuff drove you crazy. I wish I remember who it was. It was one of our friends of the program texted me in that Philly game. They finally ran kind of that fake bubble to the other side in the Philly game. And you saw a lot more motion from Debo, a lot of that loop motion in the backfield in that Philly game. It's going to be really interesting to watch how this all goes. And it's let's at least play the audio of Dan Quinn. First of Dan Quinn asked specifically about Cliff Kingsbury. This is number 3. Nikki Jabvala asked the question specifically about Cliff Kingsbury's performance this season.
Yeah, we're going through all the coaches, Cliff, offensively, defensively, on the teams wide. And so that's really what we're digging into, Nikki, to find what's best, how do we do it, you know, where do we find spaces to improve. And, you know, for Cliff, for Joe, for Larry, for all of us, like, that's our main focus. Like, so we're never in this space again. And that's what we want to dig in hard on.
So Before we get to what a non-answer that is, one thing I wanted to make clear. Of Washington's three coordinators, Larry Izzo should absolutely be back and had the best season of any of them.
Yeah, he did.
Like, Witt hasn't really had a good season. Last year, they got some timely turnovers, and the offense was awesome. This year, it went sideways. The offense wasn't awesome to back them out of it, and they didn't get timely turnovers. Cliff had one very good season and one down season. There were a lot of injuries. Maybe there's factors to that, but the numbers are the numbers. The special teams, now the kicker problems, I think, are more on personnel than they are on Larry, but the coverage units and the return units have been fantastic.
But still, if you talk to Larry, just like Dan says this all the time, they always go over everything to try to improve it. If you talk to Larry right now, I promise you he'll tell you they can be more consistent returning.
Sure.
The coverage, they can be more consistent. There were times when we allowed the people to get to the 40-50 at most inopportune times, and you know, we had some little coverage woes, you know, and you got to correct stuff.
You can always get better.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's the ultimate thing where you're chasing perfection. If you're not chasing perfection, you're in the wrong damn business.
Well, and I think Larry, one, is that dude.
Yeah.
And two, I'm saying, seems like it's pretty shaky ground between Cliff and the organization. Joe Witt's already been demoted. You know what I mean? Like, they've already removed play calling from his purview. So, like, the Witt ship appears to be sailing, but Izzo should be completely separated from those two, is what I'm saying.
But the team is a team, you know? That's why at the end of a game, we can lose a game, but there's somebody that played great, and you can point that out. And I think that's the same thing.
Agreed.
You know, we're looking at everything, but that dude, we know he played better.
Did you not think the non-answer on Cliff was telling? Just to not mention a little bit of, we did some good things, we're working through everything.
I don't see it. See, I think differently than most people. I don't always think something is being hidden. I think the ultimate thing is, I'm not letting you get me going down that avenue right now. You get what I'm saying? Like, they see everything we see. And they hear everything we hear. And they probably hear before us and hear more stuff. And when that question bounces out there, yeah, we're looking at him, but we're looking at everybody. So I don't have to praise him if I didn't praise anybody else. I'm just saying we're going to look at everything. I'm going to give you a broad answer. And the thing of it in this thing, like I said, I've been on both sides of this thing.
Sure.
And I know when you give a little, they're coming with more. So you got to always protect yourself from having to deal with more questions about something that you really don't want to go down that avenue right now, you know? And I would have answered it exactly how he answered it, because I'm like, I'm not letting you ask me questions all day about Cliff, because I know what the rumors are. I know, and I'm not getting into that right now.
All right, so then I asked Adam Peters his role on the coaching staff decisions. Number 16, Professor Landini. Peter's influence on coaching staff decisions.
I'm really just here to support DQ. The coaching staff is DQ's, and I'm always here to help, like during the season and off season, however I can, you know, to help support him and help him make the decisions that he needs to make, and certainly wherever he needs. So it's not, you know, I'm not involved in whatever decision it is. It's always DQ's call, and I have his back on whatever he wants to do.
There's not silos here, JP, coaching and scouts. We connect, we talk a lot, we visit a lot. And so it's one of the things I enjoy most is those conversations. It's different perspective, different points of view. So it's as collaborative as I've been a part of.
Yeah.
A lot of collaboration. We've heard that throughout. Open these phones, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Want to ask the aquarium. We've heard from Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. We probably won't hear from them for some time, maybe not till Indy at the combine. How are people feeling? Obviously, the season went sideways. Injuries are a big part of it. How do you feel about the direction of this thing going forward? What do we make of the comments from yesterday? Phones are open. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
City. Working for the man every night and day.
All right. So the question here is going to be simple. We got folks on the line. Our guy Devon in Rockville gets to lead it off. Devon, how do you feel after the press conference Dan Quinn and Adam Peters gave? You feel better? You feel worse? You feel the same? How you feeling?
Good morning, fellas. It don't make me, like, people got to remember as us being fans, right? These are these people's jobs. So as I'm watching the pressure on presser on YouTube, and the chat is like, they're not doing anything. They're not trying to, like, do y'all guys know that they're not going to sit here to appease the fans? They're not going to sit here and say, yeah, we're going to go after Max Crosby. We're going to throw him the bag. We're going to draft Bane at seven. If he's like, why do we expect that? Just sit back. This is the third year of this regime altogether. This is not the old Washington way of doing things. We listen to this show all the time. JP, you've been in the building. B. Mitch is an alumni. Ask B. Mitch. If I recall, this is the first year in a long time that they even brought the alumni and allowed them to talk to the players and make them a part of it to bridge the gap. Like, this is not the old Washington. Stop thinking we're moving in that direction. Whatever they do, man, I'm a fan. I believe we got good, smart football people, minded people. And you can tell they are on one accord. Him, AP, and DQ. And you can just see it. Like, we're going to do everything possible that we're not back in that position at like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, he jumped the gun being 12-5 so early. They had no other choice but to play it this way. You know what I'm saying? We still was in a rebuild mode, guys. We got to understand that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was fun last year. This year, not that so fun. But I just feel like if we go out there, we got the money, let's go get us a tight end. We don't need another wide receiver. Go get us a tight end. Go get us a pass rush. Like he, at least he gave us that. Oh, we definitely need a pass rusher. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let them guys do their job, man. They are on it. I believe in them. And I believe in five. So as long as we got five, we good. Take it off the
head. All right. Thanks, D. Good call. I think that's a reasonable place. There does have to be some realistic viewer listenership to an end-of-season presser where they're not going to say much. They're not going to tell you the off-season plan.
Nah.
I did ask Adam Peters, 15, Landfill. I did ask Adam Peters, you know, you don't have that many draft picks. You want to get younger, stronger, faster. I get that. But you're dealing with a lighter deck going into this draft. Have you looked at the picks? They have 7 and 71, and then everything else is late Saturday afternoon. They have three late Saturday afternoon picks. There's no rule that prevents those guys from mattering.
True.
Bill showed that this year, seventh-round running back. That was quite good. But they are dealing with a lighter deck. Adam Peters talking about, hey, how do you handle less draft picks going into the offseason?
I think you always want to look at the overall landscape with the draft and free agency and understand where the strengths and the weaknesses are and use those to your advantage in terms of where you're going to really invest in one or the other. Obviously, free agency comes first, you know, and then I wish it was the other way around where you draft first and you supplement with free agency. That's not the way it works, though. But with only having, you know, one pick, like you said, what do we have? Sorry, we don't have a second or a fourth, which actually very happy that turned out that way with Laramie. I think I would do that one all over again. But obviously we have a top 10 pick, which, you know, you could look to move and get more picks if the opportunity arises. But certainly I think every offseason, no matter what your picks are, what you have, you're always trying to maximize both the draft and free agency, getting guys that you know, you might not be able to get in the other one. So if you're going free agency, it's super heavy at one position. Maybe you go there, and then the draft, you go elsewhere to fill those needs.
So maybe it's free agency.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that specifically to the pass rush situation, there is, I don't think, like to me, if you're asking me free agency or the draft, are you looking for help at pass rusher? The answer is just yes.
Yeah.
Like I don't think it's one or the other. I understand there might be some spots if we address it in free agency, then yeah, we're probably not looking to draft or at least draft high. Because if you look at their picks, they have 7 and 71.
Mm-hmm.
Those have real value. Maybe you can move out of 7, which AP hinted at, and maybe that becomes 22 and 52 or something, right?
Yeah.
7 and 71, and then after that, you've got the 7th pick in the 5th round, the 6th pick in the 6th round. You do have an additional 6th rounder, and then you have a pick in the 7th round. So it's 7, 71, 145, 187, 198, 223.
Yeah.
From a straight draft value chart, that's going to be down near the bottom of what I imagine NFL teams have in pick value. So especially once you get arguably even to 71, but certainly any of those 145 and beyond, you're going BPA. You're trusting your scouts. You're just trying to find the best players you can get.
Yeah. I think that's what you have to do. But what he basically told you, if we can move back with the right situation, we will. But I hear everybody say, oh, you got to trade back. You got to have a partner to trade back.
Right.
Okay. If you don't have somebody that'll trade back, then why the hell are you going to trade back? Just to do it? And you get screwed in the process? No matter what I know the trade value thing, I don't get too caught up in the trade value. Because if I get a 7th rounder, that dude end up playing on my team, I don't care what his value was. All sure. I know is he produces on my football team. If they can happen to find somebody like a Bill in the 6th round, or somebody like a Bill in the 7th round again, what that value is makes no difference to me. If that guy's playing every Sunday and making some plays on the field, that's what I care about. I care about they go out there and get guys that can come in here and help them. guys that fit what they want them to do. So a lot of times we draft, like, guys are drafted in the NFL every damn year just because he's a good player, but you don't know if he fits your system or not. That happens on every team with all of this analyst work, all of these damn scouts. They draft the guy, and then when they get him, they say, now what we going to do with him? Draft the guy what you know. You know what he – like you said before, they watch all the film. You go with what the film tells you, not just wait for the workouts at the end. Draft guys that you know fits what you're trying to get done. And then all of a sudden you have a lot less failed draft picks than you do. The ones that come out and handle their business.
Sure. Absolutely. Let's hit some of these phones. Our guy Eazy-E is on the line.
What up, E?
What's up, Eazy?
Hey, what's going on? I think this has to be a record that you guys have had two callers call from Rockville, Maryland back-to-back on the same show in one day.
Shout out to Rockville.
Rockville in the house.
Saying, man, I'm not from Rockville. I've lived in Montgomery County when I was little. I'm from PG, but hey, that's kind of cool to see Rockville Miller in the house the first two calls today. But anyway, that first caller kind of took what I was going to say. Because what I was saying is that, see, all these fans listen to the pressers, right? They're not at the presser like you or JP would be, but they listen to it. And if AP doesn't answer the question they want to hear, they're pissed. Or he's going to do the same thing. Well, he already said he's going to address pass rusher. So when I heard that, I didn't care about anything else, honestly. Because when I said we need a pass rusher to get to the quarterback, he answered my question. I don't need him to say, yeah, we're going to get Baines at 7. We're going to trade for Max Crosby. We're going to sign Trey Hendrickson to a 40. Why do people need to hear that? See, fans want what they call the sexy player. I just want a football player on the field that's going to make some plays for me. So I don't necessarily need – actually, I don't need AP or DQ to come out and say what their plans are after offseason. Why would you even do that anyway? Because if you do that, now teams are going to try to get ahead of you. Oh, Washington's trying to go get Max Crosby. Let me put a package together that's a little bit more better than that. You know what I'm saying? So that's my take on that, on what I heard yesterday. I think the team is going to head in the right direction. I kind of heard from – you know, and I heard it in DQ's voice and AP's voice that – they could kind of feel that this year went south and they need to take a different direction, get faster, get better, you know, younger. He kind of said that too, which makes me happy because it reminds me of the Packers game where they were faster than we were. We were slower. Mm-hmm. So that's my take on it. Now, I want to say one more thing before I get off here. JP, I'm very proud of you for taking a different route to get to work and get around that traffic. You talk about traffic one more time. And one other thing.
One more game.
I was talking to Chris Miller this morning. So, see, I give you an A+. For doing that. And then you were talking to Chris Miller this morning, and I said, JP, listen. And then Chris Miller had already said, yeah, the trade deadline's about a month away. What did JP do? Yeah, I have to imagine that the trade deadline's about 2 weeks away.
I said a few weeks.
It's about a month away. So I deducted, yeah, you said a few weeks, whatever. So I deducted points away from the A+, and you got a B- for today now.
Hey, C's get degrees. Hey.
I wouldn't want him to be my teacher. He pay attention to everything.
Yeah, that's not good. I need the teachers that'll let you coast, kick, push, and coast. We're going to come right back. Keep these phone lines going. Nobody go anywhere.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account.
We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Taking your calls after yesterday's end of season presser in Ashburn, and we've gotten a couple calls, and I think this is fair. There needs to be honesty in expectations for what Washington is going to get done. What you're going to hear from Dan Quinn and Adam Peters. Like, there needs to be some honesty in that. I did think this, number 21, Landfill. Adam Peters was asked about the wide receiver position kind of throughout the year. And when we talk about maximizing Jaden, I think you can ask real questions about the wide receiver group. And then injuries and contract stuff with Terry obviously complicated that. This is Adam Peters, with some honesty, I thought, talking about the wide receiver position last year.
Yeah, I think anytime you get your top two starting guys, it hurts your depth regardless of how much depth you have. Certainly, we're always looking for, you know, for help. We're always looking to get every room better. We explored a lot of different ways to get better. We ended up getting Trey Burks, who ended up being a really good player for us down the stretch. But yeah, a lot of it has to do with opportunity and one, and then what the cost is in order to do that. And, you know, I think both Noah's and Terry's injuries probably were a little bit longer than we thought they were going to be. And so all that played into it, but certainly, it made it hard for Jaden, you know, with not having the full complement of receivers and some young guys behind him. So I think that's a good lesson for sure. I think, we did explore a lot of different things. We just didn't always pull the trigger, just depending on what that cost or what, you know, whether it's draft capital, whether it's contract, whatever it is, you know. And, I think it's certainly something we'll have to look at down the road.
In that situation, you have Terry, your number one guy, wasn't in camp, wasn't signed. You brought in Debo. I mean, Noah, your number two guy coming into this, was injured. Debo comes in. He was handling his business. And everybody behind them were young guys. If all three of those guys are in camp and healthy, Luke gets a chance to keep growing. And you got to look at the amount of years Luke has played receiver. Jalen Lane, also a guy who came in to be the punt returner, but he has speed to be a receiver, but is he a 100% polished NFL receiver at this point? No. He would have had a chance to grow. So those injuries, as much as people like to say, well, injuries removed, they matter, especially when you had in you know, inexperienced guys behind those three guys. And when you start spending money, just like we talk about the value of stuff all the time, they know how much they want to spend per position. And when you have a Debo and a Terry on the roster, the other guys coming in are not going to be making much money, which means that you're shopping from a certain barrel and they don't have the legitimates in that barrel that you're shopping from.
I think in hindsight, I think if we go back 2 years, the Cam Curl thing was one that didn't make a ton of sense. I think last year, not that you needed to bring both back, but letting OZ and Diami go and just thinking you can kind of handle that internally. Or, I mean, if you think about the veteran receivers they brought into camp, and then Chris Moore was on the roster for the bulk of the season, I think they probably overestimated what they had there. I think in hindsight, bringing back OZ or Diami would have helped a lot. But hindsight's always going to be 20/20, right? Yeah. Like, that's kind of – and I think those guys would tell you now that could have helped. You know what I mean?
It'll help if you can plan that both Terry and Noah are going to be out for most of the time.
Yeah, I hear that, but I would counter – I think you needed better depth anyway.
You need better depth, but still.
And just guys with knowledge of the system.
One of those two guys were going to be gone, naturally. Do you think they would have paid Diami what Diami got paid?
No, but OZ could have happened. How much? Diami might be a free agent again, and maybe you even kick the tires now.
You may try, yeah. But the whole thing, I just think when you had Terry, I think Terry and Debo together affected what they were going to sign at that position moving forward.
Sure. And then they converted the cash for Debo. Let's get in a couple of these calls. This is Jaden from Pennsylvania. Jaden, you feel better after the presser yesterday?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think this is just, obviously, this is just my opinion. I just think, this is including DQ. I mean, I think he, I don't know. I just don't think he is the guy. I think Cliff, everyone talks about him getting head coaching jobs. I don't really care if he leaves. I don't even know why he gets head coaching jobs and interviews, but whatever that's worth. And I just think overall, I mean, Peters, he missed a thing that works. I mean, I see Brian Robinson on Sundays getting like 7 yards a carry for a team that was playing for the one seed last weekend. I mean, Jahan Dotson's a number three on a Super Bowl champion, and now we're complaining about receiver help. The team that traded Laremy Tunsil, they're actually going to be playing in the playoffs next weekend. I know Laramie's been good for us, but Casario, their GM, kind of worked us on that. And now we have to pay Laremy Tunsil, and now we don't have any young players. And I get rebuilds take time. They really don't. I mean, the Texans were drafting number two overall. They got Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud. I think they've made the playoffs 3 straight years after they've been the worst team in the league. Shoot, Philly, they've done 2 rebuilds and won 2 Super Bowls. So, I don't know. I just think I'd like to get your guys' opinion. I guess the question is, who are we going to hire? But why not call Stefanski? Why not call Brian Flores? So I think if you ask GMs on the open market who's a better coach, they would tell you those two guys are better than DQ. Is DQ a top – do we have a top 15 staff in the NFL? So, I don't know. And I just think that puts a lot of pressure on a young quarterback. I mean, look at what Sean Payton's doing. That rebuild didn't take time. They're the number one seed, and they made the playoffs last year.
The Denver situation is pretty remarkable because they're still getting slammed by the Russ Wilson dead money, and they lost 2 first-rounders. I think you can – your information on B-Rob is incorrect. He's averaging, I think, 4.2 YPC. But, like, a lot of what you're saying is not wrong. I also might think it's too far to jump and say DQ's not the guy. Last year, everything went right. This year, everything went wrong. I think you get a third year to see if things land somewhere in the middle. I think, like, you're saying call Stefanski or Flores to be head coach or as possible coordinators?
No. I think call them as head coaches. Who do you think they're better coaches than DQ? On the open market, GMs would say?
We're going to run out of time here. Thank you for the call. The Kevin Stefanski stuff I want to address specifically. I know a lot of people like Stefanski a lot, and I recognize he's won 2 Coach of the Year awards. Guys win Coach of the Year because they take a bad team and perform. Like, the best coaches never win coach of the year because they're just good. Expectations are high
every year
and they maintain it.
Yeah.
So like the Stefanski stuff, I think, is a little misguided. Brian Flores was good in Miami, was fired in Miami. I think Dallas might hire him as their DC because they'll just pay him an absolute outrageous amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this, I've written it. I don't think they should be making a change at head coach. I think Dan Quinn deserves another
year.
They're also not doing it, right?
Mm-hmm. But also, I want to
about the staff are fair.
I'll combat one more thing. Jahan Dotson had 18 receptions the whole year. Don't tell me about what he's doing up there.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you have to look at what trades made sense, what trades did not, Dotson did not seem like a fit with the new staff. And sometimes you just got to be aware of that and not try to make everything fantasy football. Dotson was their fifth leading receiver in Philly. If you want to say third wideout, sure. But they went AJ, Devontae, Goddard, Barkley, then Dotson just from a catches standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Cosby is going to join us at 1 o'clock. We'll keep running through all this stuff. We'll keep the phone lines open. I also have a different question for B. Mitch. I was very surprised when I walked into the office building today at one thing specifically in the lobby. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.